Charity clenched her jaw. There must be something. I'm working on it, I said. What will... She paused and cleared her throat. How long does she have? Hard to say, I told her. Time can go by at different rates between here and there. A day here, but an hour there, or vice versa. She stared steadily at me. I looked away and said, not long. It depends on how long she holds out. They'll get all the fear out of her that they can, and then... I shook my head. A day, at most. She shook her head. No, she said quietly. I will not let that happen. There must be a way to take her back. I can get to Ferry, I said, but you've got to understand something. We're talking about opening a path into deep winter. If I'm strong enough to open the way, and if I'm strong enough to hold it open while simultaneously running a rescue operation against at least one ancient fetch who ate my magic like candy earlier tonight, we're still talking about defying the will of Queen Mab. If she's there, there's not a damn thing I can do. I don't have enough power to challenge her in the heart of her domain. The whole damn White Council doesn't have enough power. On top of that, I'd have to know precisely where to cross over into Ferry, because I'd have only minutes to grab her and get out, and I have no idea where she is. What are you saying? She asked quietly. That I can't do it, I told her. It's suicide. Charity's back stiffened. So you're willing to leave her there? No, I said. But it means that I'm going to have to find help wherever I can get it. Maybe from people and things that you won't much like. I shook my head. And it's possible I'll get myself killed before I can even make the attempt. And even if I get her out, there could be a price. I'll pay it, she said. Her voice was flat, strong, certain. For Molly, I'll pay it. I nodded. I didn't say the next thought out loud. That even if we did get the girl back, there might not be much left of her mind. And she'd broken one of the laws of magic. She could wind up on the floor of some lonely warehouse, a black bag over her head, until Morgan's sword took it off her shoulders. Or maybe worse, she could already have been twisted by the power she'd used. Even if I could find Molly and bring her home, it might already be too late to save her. But I could burn that bridge when I came to it. First, I had to find her. The only way to do that was to learn where the fetches had carried her through to the Never Never. Geography in the Never Never isn't like geography in the normal world. The Never Never touches our world only at certain points of sympathetic energy. A portion of the Never Never that touched an empty and abandoned warehouse might not be anywhere near the area of the spirit world that touched the full and busy childcare center across the physical street from the warehouse. To make it worse, the connections between the mortal world and the Never Never changed slowly over time as the world changed. There could be 1,000 places in Chicago where the fetches might have dragged Molly back to their lair. I had to find the correct one. And I had to do it before dawn, before the rising sun scattered and dispersed the residual traces of her presence that would be my only trail. I had about 2 hours, tops, to get my aching body back to my apartment to bathe and prepare for a spell that would have been dangerous had I been rested and entirely whole. Tired, hurting, pressured, and worried as I was, I would probably kill myself on Little Chicago's trial run. But my only other option was walk away and leave the girl in the hands of creatures that made nightmares afraid of the dark. I'll need something of hers, I said, rising. Hair or fingernail clippings would be best. Charity said, I have a lock of her hair in her baby book. Perfect, I said. I'll pick it up from your place. Where's the book? She rose. I'll show you. I hesitated. I don't know if that's wise. She's my daughter, Mr. Dresden, Charity said. I'm coming with you. I was too tired to argue. So I nodded and started down out of the balcony. My ankle twinged, and I wobbled and almost fell. Charity caught me.